Aw, yeah. Welcome to the first episode of the second season for the On This Grind podcast, where we talk about life lessons learned from the music business. And this season is entitled Seeds and Dominoes. That's going to be the theme running throughout the entire season. So what does that mean? Let's find out. I'm on this grind, gotta get my seat. I'm on this grind, yeah. I'm on this grind, working overtime, and I'm on this grind. Yeah, I stay on this grind. Well, I've been staying on my grind, and I hope you have been staying on your grind as well. So a big shout out to the people who've been checking for this podcast since it came out last year. We ran some episodes on a weekly basis, and it was really cool to get a lot of feedback from people that were checking for it, from both friends of mine to just people who've been hearing about it and getting messages or seeing them in person at the Northern Power Summit. So it's been great hearing back from people and just hearing that people are getting value out of it, because that's the reason why I want to do this. So it's kind of been in my mind to think of what can we do? How can we bring it back? How can we keep it going? And I wanted to always have a consistent basis. So that's why I was like, let's hold on for a second and let's come out with season two. So this season is entitled Seeds and Dominoes. So many of y'all might be saying, what does that mean? And that's why the first episode is going to really break that down. Now, that concept, that theme is based on the title of my newest album, which will be coming out this fall. And it's kind of opposite this time, because last season On This Grind was a podcast and I decided to make a soundtrack to go along with it. So each podcast episode, I came up with a song that kind of mirrored some of the themes. Whereas this time I made an album and I said to myself, a lot of the themes that I'm talking about on this album apply to concepts that I think I can go into a little bit more when it comes down to a podcast format. Because I think a lot of my music, especially at this stage, is geared towards concepts. I'm not just trying to rhyme and just trying to have a song about being the dopest rapper. I'm really trying to go into a theme on each track. So I felt that, you know, the majority of the tracks on the album, maybe not each one, but the majority of the tracks on the album have a theme that we're going to get into. And just to kind of break that down, I mean, one of the episodes coming up is called Right Back, because whenever I leave, I come right back. So I'll be talking about how important it is to stay consistent, to stay in the public's eye, which is a key thing as a business person. You can't just have one idea and chill on that. As a musician, you can't just have one song and disappear anymore. You have to keep consistent. You have to have a plan and stick with it. So that'll be Right Back. Northern Hospitality is another track. And at first I was like, how is that going to relate? Northern Hospitality, because it's about being Canadian and being just, you know, hospitable, right? But then I said, no, that's actually going to be a really key episode that I want to get into. Because for me, Northern Hospitality has been these events that we've been putting on in different places around the world, from the Grammys in LA to Cannes in France to New York City. And it's really about networking and bringing your relationships together, which is something I'll be talking about on this episode. So I got another episode called Just Give Me a Reason, just about how you want to connect with some of your relationships. So sometimes you have to get on a plane, you have to get in the car and go see some of the people that you've been building with. And that's really the foundation of business for me and life, is relationships. And so that is what Seeds and Dominoes represents. I've always liked kind of these titles that put two things together. So my man Classified had an album about 10 years ago. It was called Tunnels and Pathways. So you might say to yourself, what does that have to do with each other? What does tunnels have to do with pathways? My man Ill Vibe came out with an album, Love Letters and Hate Mail. So two opposites right there. That's a little bit more self-explanatory, but on both ends of the spectrum. And a friend of mine, Aston Clark, that my man Atwell produced, his album just recently dropped called Love and Self-Loathing. So again, those last two ones, it's a little bit more opposite. And Seeds and Dominoes are, I think, a little bit more complementary. Not to say either one's better than the other. I'm just saying that's kind of how it is for me. So before I break down each, the seeds and the dominoes, I want to tell you the story behind that concept. And I think it's something that you can relate to as well. So in the fall of 2016. It was in November, and I'm sitting down on a bench at a school at about 7:45 in the morning. And nobody showed up in this gym till maybe 8:15. So I'm just chilling in there by myself. I always like to get to a school show early because you never know how the traffic is going to be like. But I'm just sitting there chilling in this peaceful environment, and I ask myself a question. And I said to myself, how did I get here? Now, I'm not trying to be philosophical when I ask that myself that question, but I was just trying to say to myself, you know, how did I get this gig? How did I get this performance? How did I get this show? And it was kind of rhetorical because I did know that I'd got this show because I'd been to this school before. And that's why I wasn't really sweating about setting up equipment. I left my speakers in the car because I was like, I know this school has good speakers. Not every school does. So I keep a spare set in the car so I can wheel them out. But I've been to the school 2 or 3 years before. And then I said to myself, well, actually, I've known this guy for a while because before this school, he was a principal at another school. And I was like, man, I went to that school like 3 times over the course of 4 or 5 years. And then I was like, you know what? I remember when he was at that other school. So this principal I'd known from that school where he brought me in. And that's the first time he brought me in for a performance. And I remember he had to convince his staff. So they brought me to this meeting and I met with the vice principal, everybody like that. And it was kind of like one of those, it's a done deal as long as you don't mess it up. So it went well. But that's not how I knew him. I knew him from over 12 years ago when I first went into his school, went into the office, and I was pitching my program. I was hustling. And I talk about this a lot in the first season of On This Grind, how you have to be hungry, how you have to hustle, and how you have to be humble, the three H's. Well, one day in January of 2005, I'm driving around in my Buick, and I'm in the Rexdale area of Toronto, and I go into this school. I'd been to maybe 7 or 8 during that day, and I asked to speak to the principal. Principal wasn't available. The vice principal was. And as I'm talking, he's like, this sounds great. This sounds amazing. He had a lot of energy, still does. So he's like, we should talk about this more. Come to my office. So now I'm walking down the hallway, and usually if you get to the office, it's like, yeah, I got a booking. You know, it's like I said, it's a done deal unless you mess it up. So as I'm talking to him, he's like, hold on. And he grabs the phone and he calls someone. And he's like, Bill, you got to talk to this guy. I think he's great for your conference. So I'm like, okay. So he passes me this phone. I'm talking to this guy, Bill. I have no idea about this conference. I don't know who Bill is. But as he explains, he says, I run a conference called Read to Succeed. We do 2 dates. I need you to do 4 shows on each day. So in my mind, I'm like, ching, ching, or cha-ching, you know, as that commercial used to say back in the day. So I'm like, this is good. Now, they didn't pay me my full rate for 8 shows. But what they did do was give me an unbelievable opportunity because at this conference were students from all over Toronto. And because I was seeing 2,000 plus students each day, I was also seeing a lot of teachers. I was seeing principals. I was making connections. And I was invited back to that conference. And I ended up going to that conference like about 7 or 8 years in a row. Fortunately, it's no longer. So it wasn't just that they decided to replace me. But it was a great event for me to go to because every year I'm making new connections. I'm seeing people that I know, just reestablishing relationships. And it was also one of my biggest merch times of the year, too. You know, we used to sell a lot of CDs, a lot of T-shirts at that event. So from going into that school, I went in for the purpose of booking a show at that school. I didn't book the show at the school that day, but I did make that connection to book this conference. Now, not only did I not book that show that day at that school, I never booked a show with that guy at his school there. He was the vice principal. Maybe he didn't have, you know, the power to make that decision at that time. I don't know. It was like 3 or 4 years after that he booked me for a show. And there's gaps in between here that, you know, I didn't hear from for 2 or 3 years. But here I am, 12 years later, sitting in a gym, getting ready to do a show. And to me, that's when I said to myself, I planted the seed. So the first part of seeds and dominoes is how you have to plant seeds. And you plant seeds by hustling, by going to conferences, by talking to people, by networking, by building relationships. And when you plant seeds, you go in there just wanting to plant things. You don't go in there saying, what can you do for me? You know, you don't say, you know, plant, grow. And you can't speed up the process either. You know, if you're a farmer, shout out to my grandfather and my grandmother, you plant seeds and you have to water them. You can't rush that growth, but it has to be consistent, that you're consistently looking over your relationships. You're consistently building your seeds. And I did that by sending an email a couple times a year saying, hey, I'm booking shows for this time. Are you interested? Sometimes he would respond and say, just not interested at this time. Sometimes I wouldn't even hear from him. But I knew he was hearing from me. I was just coming back in his mind, not saying, book me. You haven't done this for a long time. Just planting the seed, watering that relationship. So to me, business is a lot about planting those seeds. And as I've been in this business now for 15 plus years, I really value those relationships that I created from the beginning. We call it in hip hop your day ones. You know, I remember coming into the game with a DJ Nana when he was just spinning any chance he had. And now he's really built up a name and a brand as one of the top DJs. But I just remember him from that time. And that the same thing applies to a lot of the relationships I have in the game. It really started from an authentic, just connecting, just hungry to get in there. So you have to plant your seeds. What about the dominoes? Well, I went to school in Barbados, third year university exchange student. You know, in the Caribbean, you play a lot of dominoes, slam them on the table, a little strategy involved. But that's not really why I say dominoes in this case. The reason why I talk about dominoes is because as a kid, one of the things I would like to do is take dominoes. And you might have done this yourself, is you just line them up one by one by one by one. And then if you have enough of them, you flick it and you knock them all down. Sometimes your hands might get a little, I don't know, fidgety, and you might knock it over too early and you're like, oh man, I gotta start all over, do it again. But the goal is always to line up so many of these dominoes that you flick them, and you can see these YouTube videos of people doing like 10,000, 100,000 dominoes. It's amazing. But to me, it's all about lining up your seeds, lining up your plans, lining up your relationships, and then using them. Now, at that point, some people might be like, you know, use them. You're going to use people? Because using people, we always think of as a bad thing, that it implies that you're just taking things from people. And I'm sure I must have said this on other podcasts. I mean, it's like a year ago, man. But I think that, you know, sometimes when I look down at my phone and I see it ring and I see somebody's name, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, what do they want now? I get an email from them and I'm like, oh, okay, what do they want now? Because it's a one-sided relationship that I know if they're reaching out to me, it's because they want something, which is okay. But the problem is when it's always that you don't want to pick up the phone, you're not encouraged. Whereas there's other people, I'm like, oh, well, hey, man, I haven't heard from him. And you know what? You know, I'm going to pick up the phone, talk to him, you know, just catch up for a second. And then at the end of that conversation, he'll probably say, oh, do you have a contact for this? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll just fire off an email. And so I remember my man Jade, veteran I, a rapper that I know from Cali, who I've had the pleasure of meeting and building with just over a year. It seems like I've known the guy for a long time. But I remember one time he wrote on Facebook about how you can't milk it. You can't milk relationships. And I took it a step further when it came to a lyric, because on my song Seeds and Dominoes, I said, when you got seeds, you got to water them. I can never milk them. I'm lactose intolerant. So what I'm saying right there is you don't want to milk relationships. You don't want it to be one-sided. You don't want to just take. You don't want to, you know, when you're watering, if you're not giving too much water, if you're sucking the nutrients out, that the plant's not going to grow. You want to build up that plant. You want to build up that tree. You want to have firm roots. And you get firm roots by just really having not just a one-way dialogue with someone. So when I say use a relationship, I'm saying it's great to meet people. You know, it's great to get a business card, but you have to follow up with that person. And you don't have to follow up just as far as what can that person do for me. One of my favorite things to do is to connect people with other people. So sometimes I might see one of my friends just last week, a singer that I know, Reem, was out in Paris, and she was out there and chilling and doing some music. You know, she's an incredible artist. But I said to myself, my boys, Sky Crazy Boys, are out there, a couple producers that I know. So I said, you know, why not just send a message to her and see if she's free to meet with them? I sent a message to them, seeing if they're free to meet with her. Talented people all the way around. And they were able to connect. I love how they all speak French. So they would, I'm in these group messages. I don't understand what they're saying. But they had an opportunity to connect. And they were like, yo, thanks, DL, for putting me in touch. And thanks, D, you know. So for me, I used my relationships, but not in a way to profit myself, but just so that I'm like, connect people with each other. That's a way to keep that relationship growing. That's a way for me to water those seeds. And so I think it's important to always think of, you know, how can you help other people? What can you do? Even if it's just giving some quick advice, if you see somebody post something online of something that they need, if you can recommend them to somebody else. Like, sometimes people might post, I need a quick video edit job. And I'll be like, got the perfect person for that. So when you build up your network and you have different people that can do different things, it can be very beneficial, especially when it comes to international stuff in this music. Because, you know, I'm like, oh, you going out to Barcelona? I got a homie out there. I'll connect you with him. And so the dominoes part is about building things up and using it. But it's also about being strategic and planning things. So not just making that emotional decision of like, oh, hey, you know, I'm just going to do things like this right now. Nah, I mean, it's not as effective as those dominoes that you see that are lined up and put all the way around. So you want to build your relationships. You want to plant your seeds, but you also want to knock them down. Dominoes. So yeah, that's the first episode of the second season of On This Grind. And like I said, we're going to get into it a little bit more. I'm looking forward to another episode called Hype Call, which is a record that I did. So Hype Call is just about, again, about relationships, connecting with people and putting it out there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. But for the wrap up, I'll just say, I encourage you to do the same thing that I did as far as ask yourself that question sometimes of how did you get to where you're at, and then retrace those steps. And it could be a relationship with a producer, could be a relationship with an artist, a singer, a promoter, a label person. And then you can ask yourself, maybe I should be doing those steps again, whether it's just those chance meetings of, hey, you know, I connected with this guy while I went in to go buy a pack of gum while I was down at South by Southwest in Texas. And I remember we just struck up a conversation and now, you know, we're doing business together. And then saying to yourself, well, maybe I should just loosen up and, you know, let things come to me as far as not just pushing things forward all the time. But if you put yourself in the right situations, that's usually how you're going to get ahead. But you got to hustle to get into those. Oh, yeah. One lesson that I learned is this one. It's all about seeds and dominoes. So let me break it down so y'all can know. It goes D-O-G-I-B-S-O-N. From the North Star to stay driven. And
That's when I got heavy in the game. So I went down home where they call me Dwayne Gibson. What can I say? I've been on this grind. I've been planting seeds from time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, red Toronto hardest since the days of Vince Carter. I've been planting seeds like a farmer. I learned that from my mama. But I was always touchy, you gotta water them. I could never milk them. I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, I hope you following. That's why my day ones, I'm hype calling them. We always knew if one of us got it, we all would win. Cause single one album, really it was all of them. We did alright, if you ask me. Get the classy like Freddie Blassie. Come on, get in. Some people take shortcuts. But the thing about shortcuts, you might get there quick, but you might not stay there long. I mean, we came up on this long road. But what I learned from that road is that you gotta build your relationships. You gotta plant your seeds. Once that starts to grow, you gotta harvest it. Line them up, knock them down. Dominoes. Let me take you back to 9-9. I'm spending my time in Barbados, slamming dominoes on the table. And here I am, living in paradise. And I'm just this exchange student. But every day I'm making music. And that's when I thought maybe I could do it. Cause I don't need money in my pocket in order for me to ball with. Cause I was getting by. So a few years later, I took a chance and took a flight to the south of France. I had no connections really. It was just me and my man Mike Boogie. But now I'm at this dinner and I'm at Henka, JJ, and Fat Philly. You told me back then I would've said that silly. Now I'm like Bad Boy in the 2000s. No biggie, cause I'm doing shows around the globe. Today booked a few more. I just got home, but well, I guess that means a new tour. See, at first, you gotta line them up. Then you knock them over for your time is up. Dominoes, say now. I told you in 2001, when it first came on Rap City, I was playing dominoes. And those same guys who were in that video are the same guys I'm giving hype calls to now, man. It's the last track I'm putting down for the album. It's only right that the last one will be the first. Just about to head out on the road. Just got back. It's a cycle. You know, getting back from LA. Going to the Junos. Going out to the West Coast. Going over to Amsterdam. Going out